because where bald eagles are very scarce, I think. But I think he was just hanging out here, and they took him, and his wingspread was the distance of the pickup bed he took him in. But they let us know later that he had just died of old age, that he hadn't been shot. They examined him. He hadn't been shot or anything like that. He was just, maybe he was old and he just went off and left the rest.
Uh-huh. Well, it's good that he wasn't shot.
No, that's what we wanted. And he was on the inside of our fence, and we called the game and fish.
You have any snakes in this area?
Water snakes.
That's about sometimes. It. No rattlesnakes.
No, I don't think the rattlesnakes, they found rattlesnakes as far up as the Forks of the Creek when 6 and 119 come together, but they came out of a load of something.
I see.
But we have any.
Is there any fishing in this area?
Oh, yes.
What kind of fish can you catch?
Well, there's trout. There are a couple kinds of brook trout and other kinds of trout, and then they stock the streams, and there's good fishing down on the park has some lakes for fishing. Mm-hmm. Avon stocked our pond with walleyes, but we can't catch them.
They won't catch.
No, they won't catch. I don't know whether they're too well fed or what.
Did now what do people use for bait? A live bait.
Colorado. I wonder. I don't think they're allowed to use a minnow or anything here because that puts in minnows in the water,
right,
which is not too good.
So. How about I'm thinking of another.
They use fish eggs.
Fish eggs. Okay.
Uh-huh. Salmon eggs.
Okay.
I want to say salmon eggs.
How about a little something that kind of wiggles when it's on the water?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got lots of worms. They use them.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of worms that they use?
I don't think so. Well, there's those big worms. Night crawlers, and then there's worms.
Okay, that's what I would think. Mm-hmm. It was night crawlers. Now, one other animal I was wondering about hops around.
Grasshoppers?
Yeah. But this is an amphibian or a reptile, usually around a pond or a lake. A
frogs?
Yeah. Do you have those?
Yeah, there's frogs on the lakes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, is there a difference between a frog and a toad?
I believe there is, but I don't know the difference.
Don't know.
Frogs are smaller, aren't they?
Okay.
I think.
Okay. And a bullfrog would just be a
big frog. And they had some frogs up here in the little swamp back of the Wendeltons. And they would sing in the springtime, you know, click, 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 click. And so then the swamp dried up, and so Danny pumped water out of the well to keep his frogs.
Keep them alive?
Yeah, almost.
Boy, he must have liked those frogs.
Yeah, he must have. It was a joke on Wendleton.
Do they call those, they have a special name for those frogs? Do they call them spring frogs?
No, I don't think so. We just call them frogs.
Okay. Now, when we were, just a few minutes ago, when we were talking about let me ask you this. Are there any other kinds of lizards that are in this area?
Oh, lizards are rather rare, but we do have them.
Okay. Do they have a name?
No, I don't think so. Just lizards.
a little while ago, we were talking about the steers. Sometimes when they castrate a calf or a young, mm-hmm. a young calf, they will they'll cook those up.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah. Did they do that in the old days when you were...
I think some of them did, but never around
that
my,
wasn't
our
like
place.
In your family?
No,
did.
My family did.
Okay. And there was just one other word I needed to get you to pronounce for me. It's a type of seafood. They're little things that you peel.
Oh, shrimp?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten those?
Oh, yes.
They're good, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Now, if you can, I want you to tell me some about the weather in this area.